Hello and welcome. This is Ignacio Segovia, your mental performance coach. Welcome to this audio meditation to empower your mental performance. This audio serves three purposes. First, I'm here to guide you through relaxation and visualization techniques with my smoothing voice. This will help you to easily train your mind and follow my voice to relaxation. Second, believe in yourself and embrace your inner athlete. You are already great, and I'm here to help you enhance your mental performance. Third, fully commit to following the process and instructions to boost your mental, physical, and technical performance in your game. Let's do this together. Please find a comfortable place, turn off all your electronics notifications, and prepare to enjoy a relaxing experience. Never listen to this audio driving a car or doing activities that require your attention. Take a look at the wall in front of you. Find a spot there and look it as if you are looking through it in a vague, dreamy way. In a moment, you will begin to notice all the muscles in your body starting to relax. Your facial muscle will relax, your arm will relax, your legs will relax, your whole body will let go, and soon you will notice your eyes wanting to close and go into a peaceful, relaxing state. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 20 to 1. Each count, let your eyes close and open. Sometimes before I reach the count of 15, maybe at 10, maybe at 9, maybe even at 5, your eyes will just want to remain closed, and you will go into a peaceful, deep state. Let's just practice that for now. 20, let the eyes close and open. 19, let the eyes close and open. 18, let the eyes close and open. That's right. Now let's begin. Go ahead and look at the wall in front of you and look it as if you are looking through it in a vague, dreamy way. Begin to notice all the muscles on your body now relaxing. Notice your facial muscle relaxing. Notice your arms relaxing. Notice your legs relaxing. Your whole body is now becoming more and more relaxed. Your eyes are perhaps already wanting to close and go into a peaceful, deep state. In a moment, I'm going to count from 20 to 1. On each count, let your eyes close and open. Sometimes before I reach the count of 15, maybe at 10, maybe at 9, maybe at 5, your eyes will just want to remain closed, and you will go into that peaceful, hypnotic state. 20, let the eyes close and open. 19, let the eyes close and open. 18, let the eyes close and open. 17, you know what to do. 16, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, a winning attitude.
12.
This is more than just your thought about wanting to win or reach your goal. 11. Ten. It involves creating an inner coach who incorporates a mindset that you can win and achieve your goal with behavior, motivation, dedication, burning ambition, unwavering belief, mental resilience, and a strong self-image that reflect deep conviction. 9 8 7 7. This sounds like a lot, but all of this can be achieved by learning, practicing, and creating your mental game skills until they become successful habits for you. Keep in mind that working on your mental game is not difficult like your physical training, but it does require attention and effort. It can actually be fun and easy. 6 5 4 3 2 1 Now keep them close and go deeper as I continue talking, following my voice and your breathing deeper and deeper down. So, what we are going to do now is something that we call sliding anchors, and that is a way of layering one anchor on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. We're going to use this specifically to go to trance. Now, what we're going to do is, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to do some simple visualization. So what I'm going to do with you is that I'm going to just ask you to imagine a more relaxed you and float into that more relaxed you, and then create an even more relaxed you. Now, I started my career in radio, and on a mixing desk you have a slider that goes usually from 1 to 10, so it can go from 10 back to 1 or to 0, it depends on the desk. But I'm going to create a specific slider for you which goes from 5 to 4, from 4 to 3, 3 to 2, 2 to 1. And what we're going to do is we're going to anchor a progressive relaxation to each number. So 5 will be quite relaxed, 4 will be more relaxed, 3 will be even more relaxed, 2 will be pretty relaxed, and 1, you are well and truly deep relaxed. Very simple. That's right. And I like you to imagine, because what we are going to do right now is that we are going to create a construct, a more relaxed you. I like you to imagine how you look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. That's right. And float into that more relaxed you. And as you see through the eyes of your more relaxed self, hear through the ears of your more relaxed self, and feel this deeper relaxation, I like you to notice the slider in your imagination move from the position 5 down to 4. Next, I like you to imagine how you will look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And I like you to float into that more relaxed you. See through the eyes of your more relaxed self, hear through the ears of your more relaxed self, and feel this deeper relaxation. And move the slider down to 3. Then I like you to imagine how you will look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And then float into that more relaxed you. See through the eyes of your more relaxed self, hear through the ears of the more relaxed you, and feel this deeper relaxation, and slide the slider down to 2. Then I'd like you to imagine how you would look if you were really, really relaxed, twice as relaxed as you are right now, and flow into that more relaxed you. See through the eyes of your more relaxed self, hear through the ears of your more relaxed self, and feel this deeper relaxation, and move the slider down to 1, at the profound of your unconscious mind, because the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. That's right. For now, imagine yourself standing at the beautiful staircase. Imagine a beautiful, comfortable staircase that extends in front of you. Make it just right for you. Whatever surface you will like, hardwood floors, carpet, marble, tile, whatever you want. Make it safe. Make it comfortable. Give it a handrail. Let it be perfectly well lit. Whatever you choose, make it just right for you. Make it comfortable, because the staircase never seems to end. It just goes on and on and on, because this is a staircase of relaxation, and we have never found an end to a person's ability to relax. You just can relax further and further, deeper and deeper down. So from this point forward, allow your mind to wrap itself around this reality, that from this point forward, every natural breath just serves to guide you deeper and deeper down, without even having to think of it. Every natural breath helps to guide you to a deeper state of calm, focus, and ability. Every natural breath, just like that staircase of relaxation, taking you down to a greater place of calm, comfort, and ability. So the interesting thing is this: even as we continue working today, even as we move on to other concepts and instructions, that will be at work for you deep within your unconscious mind, now that every natural breath carries you deeper and deeper. And again, it's not so much that your body is relaxing thoroughly and completely down now. It's more that all the energy is shifting into your mind, absorbing, integrating these instructions today. Every natural breath, just like that staircase, deeper and deeper down. You have now become so deeply relaxed, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to what I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, and will make so deep and lasting an impression there, that nothing will erase it. In this condition, your subconscious mind is now at the forefront. It is now really accessible to my suggestions to you. Consequently, these things that I put into your unconscious mind will begin to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, over the way you behave. And because these things will remain firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind after you have left this audio, when you are not longer with me, they will continue to exercise that same great influence over your thought, over your feelings, and your actions, just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully when you are back home or at work as when you are actually with me in this audio. You are now so very deeply relaxed that everything that I tell you that is going to happen to you for your own good will happen exactly as I tell you, and every feeling that I tell you that you will experience exactly as I tell you, and these same things will continue to happen to you every day, and you will continue to experience these same feelings every day, just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully, when you are back home or at work, as when you are with me in this audio. As a result of this deep hypnotic rest, you are going to feel physically stronger and fitter in every way. You will feel more alert, more wide awake, more energetic. You will become much less easily tired, much less easily fatigued, much less easily discouraged, much less easily depressed. Every day, you will become so deeply interested in whatever you are doing that your mind will become completely distracted away from yourself. You will no longer think nearly as much about yourself. You will no longer dwell nearly as much upon yourself and your difficulties. And you will become much less conscious of yourself, much less preoccupied with yourself and with your own feelings. Every day, your nerves will become stronger and steadier, your mind calmer and clearer, more composed, more placid, more tranquil. You will become much less easily worried, much less easily agitated, much less fearful and apprehensive, much less easily upset. You'll be able to think more clearly. You'll be able to concentrate more easily. You will be able to give your whole undivided attention to whatever you are doing, to the complete exclusion of everything else. Consequently, your memory will rapidly improve, and you will be able to see things in their true perspective, without magnifying them, without ever allowing them to get out of proportion. Every day, you will become emotionally much calmer, much more settled, much less easily disturbed. Every day, you will become, and you will remain, more and more completely relaxed, and less tense each day, both mentally and physically, even when you are no longer with me. And as you become, and as you remain, more relaxed and less tense each day, so you will develop much more confidence in yourself, more confidence in your ability to do not only what you have to do each day, but more confidence in your ability to do whatever you ought to be able to do, without fear of failure, without fear of consequences, without unnecessary anxiety, without uneasiness. Because of this, every day you will feel more and more independent, more able to stick up for yourself, to stand upon your own feet, to hold your own, no matter how difficult or trying things might be. Pretty much everyone has the experience of putting something off that they know they should be doing. Maybe you have noticed yourself leaving things to the last minute or missing deadlines, even simply because you didn't use your time effectively. And many people then come to the conclusion that they have a motivation problem or that they lack motivation generally. And if they could only find the motivation shop where they could buy a packet, then everything will be okay. In reality, of course, you don't have a motivation problem because you're perfectly well motivated to do some things. you're motivated to get dressed before you leave the house, or you are motivated to do things you enjoy, maybe talking with friends or watching a movie. And the fact that you are listening to this audio means that you are motivated to do so. If you were in the middle of the road and a bus were heading towards you, you'd be extremely motivated to hurry out of the way. And if you saw a product you have been waiting to buy in a 75% off one day sale, you'd be pretty motivated to rush into that store. So it is not a question of having motivation within you, it is a question of priorities. People who put things off a lot tend to make the project or the task a low priority until time is running out, even though they know intellectually that completing their task or project is important. They don't know how to make it feel important without leaving it to the last minute, where they get that last minute panic urgency that propels them into action. And as you have probably noticed, this approach doesn't let you produce your best results and doesn't make life as balanced, healthy, and productive as it could be, because you end up tainting your days with guilt about what you should be doing or worry that you are running out of time. This session is a tool that you can use with any project to change this pattern. Hypnotically tap into the way you have been prioritizing on the unconscious level and give you a powerful instinctive feeling of the importance of getting your mental performance project done. It lets you propel yourself into action with a real sense of conviction and resolve. More you listen to it, more you want to get into action on the assignments I give you to improve your mental performance to impact your overall performance as an athlete. And the more you develop the habit of getting things done, the easier and more natural it will become for you, as doing things promptly and effectively becomes an essential part of who you are. And just bring to mind the particular task or project that you want to get on with at the moment, or you know you should be doing. And all I'd like you to do is to imagine what it would be like to be a little further ahead in that task than you are now, to have completed the next step. The next step that brings you one step closer to having the performance you want on your sport. And I just like you to notice what you will be seeing and hearing when you are one step closer, how you will know that you have done that, and how good will that feel inside. What will be the best thing about knowing that you are much closer to finishing? That's right. And now, I'd like you to imagine that you are nearly finished, that you are perhaps 3/4 of the way through this, that you have completed all the necessary to be much closer to finishing. And how good that feels to know you are becoming the person who gets on with the things, the person who you can trust to commit to doing something and get on with it. And now, you mean it to just do it. I wonder in how many other ways this is going to benefit your life. And then I'd like you to imagine that the project or task is now done, to see what you will be seeing and to hear what you will be hearing vividly. The deep sigh of relief and satisfaction that you can feel knowing that it's done can feel so good. And the conviction inside that this is the person you're becoming who can do things well and let the best of yourself shine through in what you do. because it's never about what people say, but what they do. That's the mark of them, to just do it. So you can enjoy your days and night with a clear conscience, knowing that you are on course and on top of things, and you can enjoy a rest well earned. And then I like you just to take a deep breath and realize the right here and right now, as you breathe out slowly and enjoy the comfort of beginning to focus inside, simply taking the time to create a vivid representation of how important it is for you to get on with all the tasks that I already assigned you. Listen to the audios every day, creating your routines, following all the plans we have been working together. That's right, your conscious mind doesn't even have to listen to this, because your unconscious mind can be listened. Even after your conscious mind drift off to other thought, it really doesn't matter. Then I like you to let all of that sink down deep into your unconscious awareness, like a pebble sinking deep down, flowing and ebbing, drifting through clear water to the bottom of the stream, while you focus on the idea of becoming absorbed in the reality of your unconscious ability to learn, to let go inside of any conscious shoals, any conscious voice that says, I should do this or I should do that, because achievement and desire and deep inner resolve are all far richer and more powerful forces to propel you into actions that any should could ever be. You see, I could tell you that here and now you should relax very deeply, with the arms feeling heavier, the hands feeling warmer with relaxation or deep comfort, starting to filter through the legs down into the toes. So I could tell you that and that should feel more and more comfortable with every word and every space between every word. But then it wouldn't be your choice to feel as comfortable as you like right now. And I don't want you to feel too comfortable. Just comfortable and relaxed enough, because there is a reason you are listening to this session. That was a choice that you made. When you choose to do something, that's you that's doing it. You could choose to allow those fingertips to relax a little deeper than just sit back in your mind and observe that happening, and those toes. Or you could choose to allow those shoulders to sink, or those facial muscles to soften. But what I suggest you might most like to choose to do is to notice that if you had to wait a long, long time before you could take the first step of doing that task, if that satisfaction of achievement was waiting out there, pulling you toward it, letting you know how good it will feel to just do it, to get it done and feel so good inside. But you had to wait. You had to talk to yourself about Schultz and fill your time with unproductive activity that after some time of saying, I should do that, and not doing it, and saying it, I should do that, and just not doing it, and saying, I should, but not over and over and doing the same old unproductive thing. while that satisfaction of knowing you're moving in the right direction for your life is just out of reach. So you can begin to feel a tingling in those fingertips, in those arms of impatience. And the more you try to say, "I should," the more time can begin to slow down, like you're moving through syrup. And the more that tingling impatience can begin to grow stronger and stronger, and the more you can feel the pull toward becoming the person you want to be. That's right. To say enough is enough, and to begin to feel a resolve building within you that your hopes and dreams for your future of achieving what you want in your time in this world and living well are fundamentally connected to your becoming the person who makes a habit of doing so that you live well and just do it. And the thought of endlessly saying, "I should be doing this, I really should be doing that," and then not, and saying, "I should, but then not," and seeing all the times you done that in the past, building up in front of you, and the thought of having to continue doing that can cause that impatient tingling in those hands and arms to surge through that body now into a desire, a force of real resolve. I should become choose, a choice that you are appropriate as your own, a light that can brighten and begin to glow and shine and weave through that body as you burst into action, as you take the next step and feel so good to be free to just do it, to choose as it is your decision, and feel the relief of knowing you're finally on your way, of knowing you don't have to live that old way anymore, because you're becoming the person who lives the life you want and get things done. In your heart, rich with enjoyment, satisfaction, the sense of honest pride in all the successes you're building for yourself in each step that you take. And what will it be like to have that first step done, completely done, in the very near future? Because every day you will feel a greater feeling of personal well-being, a greater feeling of personal safety and security than you have felt for a long, long time. And because all these things will begin to happen exactly as I tell you they will happen, more and more rapidly, powerfully, and completely, you will feel much happier, much more content, much more optimistic in every way. You will consequently become much more able to rely upon and depend upon yourself, on your own efforts, your own judgment, your own opinions. You will feel much less need to have to rely upon or depend upon other people. You begin to find yourself feeling so deeply interested in whatever you are doing that your mind is much less preoccupied with the challenge of yesterday and much more aware of your abilities today. Every day your nerves become stronger and steadier. Your mind is calmer and clearer, more composed, more peaceful and at ease. You begin to think more clearly, concentrate more easily, and your memory improves as you see things in their true perspective without allowing them to get out of proportion. Every day, you find yourself becoming emotionally much calmer, much more peaceful and at ease. You feel a greater feeling of personal well-being, a greater feeling of personal safety and security, more than you have felt in a long, long time. You begin to discover much more confident in yourself, much more confident in your ability to do not only what you have to do each day, but much more confidence in your ability to do whatever you ought to be able to do, and to do it easily, optimistically, and happily. Because of this, every day you feel more and more independent, more able to stick up for yourself, especially when it's to yourself, to hold your own, no matter how difficult or trying things might be. And because all these things will begin to happen, not because I say so, not because of some wonderful words I know how to say, but simply because it's the nature of who you are, you begin to feel much happier, much more content, much more cheerful, much more optimistic, and it really is true. Every day, in every way, you will do better and better. And you can listen to this session often and deepen and strengthen this skill of being able to just do it and feel so good about each step you take every time that you do. And you can bring these changes within you into your waking consciousness right now, that tingling acceleration. It is time to begin now as you prepare to become wide awake. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. With the number 5, you will open your eyes feeling refreshed, feeling good, feeling amazing. With the number 5, you will open your eyes and feel in total control, happy, and with a lot of energy. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. With the number 5, you will be totally present in this room. 1, you start moving your muscles, your bones, your ligaments. 2, you align your head with your column. 3, you take a deep breath in, and all this oxygen recharge your body. 4, it's like cleaning your face with clear water. Clear face, clear chest, clear body. And 5, open your eyes, feeling good, feeling amazing. You feel great. That's right. Welcome back, my friend. And you can listen to this audio every day to enforce all the recommendations that you have now in your unconscious mind. See you soon.